Samad Dalab and Aleph. The two dots, fire lines on the bottom. Masahu Poches. So, Mor says, my tarpe ikin. What is a tarpe ik? So, Amar Sheshes is Istara. So, an Istara, as she says, is a Sela Medina. There were two systems of coinage that they used. They used something called Tzela Tzuri. The Tzuri coinage, based on the types of coins they found in the city of Sor. It was also Kesef Tzuri. And they also had the system of what's called Medina. So Istara is a Sela Medina. It's a Sela. In general, the coinage of the Medina coinage was 1/8 of the coinage of Kesef Tzuri. So a Sela Medina was 1/8 of a Sela Tzuri. Okay, Mekama Istara. The Gemara says, how big is that? Okay, it's Palga de Zusa. It's 1/2 of a Zuz. And Rashi says over here, now we're referring to a Zuz Tzuri. So a Zuz Tzuri, which is 6, there is 6 Mo'os in a Zuz Tzuri. 6 Mo'os Tzuri in a Zuz Tzuri. So this is going to be 3 Mo'os. 3 Mo'os, so this would standard, to use the phrase of... so referring to a Motsuri, so this is a half, this would be half of a Zuz Ma, okay? So this is going to be 3 Mos. Zuz is 6 Ma, and this is going to be three Mos. Tanya Mihalker Behudar Mershloisha Tarpeikin Shehem Tisha Moyin. So he says, the Mishnah says 3. And so now here the Brisa says that a Tarpeik is 3 Moa, so 3 Tarpeik is 9 Moa. Which is Moa Vachati the Cholyam. We'll talk about Shabbos in a second. It's six times, one. It's what 1/2 per day, so that's 9 for a week. Okay, I'm going to read here by Yosef Lishmol. The Maishna Iyu, Yevinon Le the Shabbos. The Maishna Iyu, the Yevinon Lo the Shabbos. So, why? In the case where that was going on, the case of him being married, so he's the married of the man is 3, and it's 3 times for 6 days of a week, and by her it's 7, which means it's 1 per day, 7 dinorim or 7 tarpik, and it's 1 per day. So why is it that she that he gains the day of Shabbos, he, in other words, her tshuva is subtracted from, including from Shabbos. So the calculus is not per week; it's per day. So if he divorces her on a Wednesday, so there's a subtraction for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday as well, not just. But by him, we calculate each day of subtraction, including Shabbos. And by her, we only add onto the ksuba for 6 days of the week. Eod Yevinalei the Shabbos, he is given the value of Shabbos. When she's married against him, he's given the value of Shabbos. Masha'i, the lo Yevinalei the Shabbos. She, when he's married on her, she's not given the value of Shabbos. So Mora says, Ihi demifchis kapokis lo mefzikis kar Shabbos. So Chazal answered something called Tzchar Shabbos. Under the umbrella of the Isser of Mechalek Memker, they answered something called Tzchar Shabbos. So, for example, if I have a rental, I'm renting out, you know, Yiddish a rental, so we rent by the Jewish day. Right? So he's renting my donkey. So even though he's keeping it over Shabbos, so if I charge per day, I can't charge him for Shabbos. Why? There's no business involved in it. I'm not transacting anything on Shabbos. Chazal Aser Tzchar Shabbos. The payment for the uses of Shabbos, Chazal Aser. So when by her, we're adding on, each day we're adding on. So it looks like she's getting Tzchar Shabbos. Him, we're just taking it away. It doesn't look like we're getting Tzchar Shabbos. Iyu, the Asuvika Moisva, when you're adding on to his Chiyuv to her, Mafsik Tzchar Shabbos, it looks like Tzchar Shabbos. Okay. Then the Morse like this. Amalei Rechi Bar Yosef L'Shmuel, Ma Ben Morer the Meredes. Why is the amount by the Meredes we subtract a dinner per day or a tarpik per day, and so it's seven. So it's 7 days of the week. Ready? We're supposed to 6 days of the week, and it's a full amount, and by her, we add on to the ksuba half of that. It's three per week, and not on Shabbos. Amarle say leman mishuk shal zaynus misarcheres me. The man is the one who's the going for the woman. So you see, the man is the one who's the desiring the woman more than the woman desires the man. The rachas that yitzur me b'chutz of. That the man, when he has a desire, it's more visible. So that's.
It's not that they're more sneers to women.
Well,
I meant the fact that they're in the marketplace and all that.
If we would have a situation where women had more desire than men, we would have a different type of situation. We would have a different marketplace. That's the more to say. Okay. Zok Rashi. Istara. Sabadalman Aleph. Istara. 10 lines up. Sela Medina. So that's a Sela, but this is Sela Medina, which is Palga the Zuzi. Zuza is Zuz Suri. It's a half of a Zuz Suri. Shehu Sheish Mor Kesef. A Zuz Suri is 6 Mor Kesef. So a half of that. Nimsatarpik is Shloisha Mor. It's 3 Mor. Mor Bachatzil Yom. Of the Sheishish Yimei Hamasa. So we say it's 3 Tarpik, which is going to be 9 Mor. Each Tarpik is 3 Mor. So that's a mor b'chatzi for each day of the week. L'sheish yimei hamaaser for the 6 days of work. M'shabbos avinu lo k'dom l'kamon. We don't charge him for his merida. Add on to the ksuba for Shabbos. Okay, ma'ishna ihu d'avinu leid the Shabbos. He gets the benefit of Shabbos. Kishim meredes a law when she's married on him, the Mashiva tarpikin is tarpik liyom. We calculate as one tarpik per day, and by her we don't give her when he's married. We don't give her three and a half tarpikin. Half of a tarpik per day. We don't do that. Kishchas Shabbos k'mashu mistakir b'Shabbos. Which we also gzera mishum mecha chomemker v'skiris. My ben murid the meredes. My shnok is shahu murid. Enon noisen elachatzi tarpik liyom. She meredes noisen is tarpik. she pays the tarpik and he only pays a half a tarpik. So we see that the man is the one who's looking out to get, that he has more of a desire. So the lack of it is going to be more difficult for the man. His physical reaction to desire is visible. That itself is embarrassing for the man. Okay. So the Mishnah. Hamasha is Ishtoi Ayere Shlish. He makes arrangements that she's not living with him the whole time. And he's sending her the food. So what are his chiyuvim to her for food wise? And then we'll talk about, so if she's living with him, you know, the food he has to give her. She, whatever they eat in the house, that's what she gets. Now the more we'll say that he has to be with her at least once a week, the chiyuv avoyna, etc. So we'll see that the mission says it, but during the week he arranges that the food is sent to her through a third party. So per week he has to provide her with two kav of chitin or four kav of sarin as the basic amount of food. The Morris says, Omer B'yosi, leposik lo sarim el rishmol, sheyosomach le'edim. In general, you do not have a right to provide sarim. That's not an option. He must give chitin. With the exception of, we have a story. The rishmol did it because they were in a place where sarim were very available and the chitin were not. So that's what he had a right to do that. But in general, we don't have, and they eat, therefore they eat sarim. In general, the assumption is that he cannot give sarim, he has to give chitin. Okay. Fine. Menoshin lochatzi kav of kitnis. He has to give her besides the two kavan of chitin, he has to provide half a kav of kitnis. Just for the record's sake, the definition of kitnis, the Rambam says, is that when you look at your you look at the items we make a brepia doman, that they don't grow in trees. So basically come in two groups. There are the vegetables which we eat, the leafy vegetables which you eat the vegetable, the whole plant, cabbage, lettuce, etc., those type of things. And then there are the ones that you eat the seeds. Within that group that you eat the seeds, there are two groups. There are the five species of grain and all the other seed. Kitnis or all other seeds. That's the definition of kitnis. So legumes is a horrible definition, as I pointed out before. It's incorrect. And therefore, when people ask me, like, why is, you know, this prohibited on Pesach? Kitnis, it's not a legume. The answer is because the translation of kitnis is not a legume. Right? Because you don't understand what the word kitnis is if you have a question. You know, that's how the Rambam understands the word kitnis.
So I understand, like, carrots, cucumbers, how does that...
Carrots, cucumbers, you eat the plant. I mean, that's called eating the plant.
It's from the root stalk itself. It comes up. That is from the root itself. Right. You know, it's a fruit on top of the ground. It's considered the root.
Right. So, you know, that's called eating the plant. That goes into that's the group of, you know, where you're eating the plant.
Okay, so it's not just
sort of
the leafy.
Leaf, part. Right. Same, right. Okay. I mean, the ones when you eat the plant, the ones you don't eat the plant, but you eat the seed of the plant. Right? So, you know, it could be your tomato or those type of things, tomato, potato, etc. But then, you know, right? That was that's why your potato didn't make it into kitnis. It's not considered the seed, that's considered the plant. What?
Like corn, right? Do they eat corn?
Right. Well, some do, some don't. Yeah.
Clearly, Rambam would say corn.
No. The Rambam don't pay. It's some of Hillel's Meisers. Yeah. It's Rambam Hillel's Meisers. It's Rambam in the Hakdamah to Masechta's Meisers in Pirush Mishnayos.
Sephardi meat kit.
Right. That's why you know the most wise rice kidneys. If you make the trade, you translate the word kidneys as legumes. It's a great question. You know, the answer is rice is a plant which produces a seed, a grain. You know, which is not one of the five species, so it's called kidneys. That's the translation of the word. V'chatzi lug shemen, he has to give a provider with a half of a lug of shemen. V'kav grogers, and a kav's worth of grogers, of dates, of imana tevela, or a mana tevela, which is a if you would press it the figs into a grogers figs. If you press the figs into a cake, then you would measure it by weight, not by volume. So you don't measure it as a kav, but you measure it by weight. It's a weight of a mono of the veil of these pressed figs. The main loy, posik lumos and peris milokam acher. He can substitute a different fruit. So this is part of he has to provide her a range of food. Menesla mita, he has to make sure that she has a mita there, mappets, umachselis, so and different types of mats. Menesla kipa la rosha, he has to make sure that she has the a head covering. V'chagarla masnela, umenalim mimayad lemayad, shoes every yomtiv. Rashi says, "Keep the Rosh and Chagor LaMasneh." Those are provided yearly. V'kelim shachamishim zuz mishana l'shana. In general, he has to provide the clothing. The full value of the clothing will be chamishim zuz. This is provided yearly. When the clothes are new, they're much warmer and stiffer, etc., so that they're very uncomfortable for the summertime, and they're very good for the wintertime. So they have to be provided at the beginning of the winter, and therefore by the time they come to the summer, they're worn out a little bit, and they're not as hot. So we cannot provide chadashim b'moshachamo, new ones in the summer, and not shchakim, and not worn out ones b'moshach shamim. He provides a new set at the beginning of the winter. And as they wear out, she'll use them in the summertime as they'll be more comfortable to wear in the summertime. The old worn out ones from the previous year belong to her. He doesn't get them back. And above and beyond all of this, he has to give her a mokes of weekly for whatever she wants to buy. And he still has a commitment. They have the meal together, and then after once or together, he has a chiv oino, and that's at least once a week, Leil Shabbos. Fine. Now if he doesn't, that we said before, it means the moiser maaseh, the above and beyond the basic amount. His right to get that is only if he gives her the mokasev. So the mazarnas is connected. The main. We had a machlokes before, but let's assume we paskin that the mazarnas is connected. By giving her mazonas, he has a right to the main Maisi Yadeh. And by giving her this extra mokasev weekly, gives him a right to the Moser Maisi Yadeh. What is the Maisi Yadeh that she's Mahi Oysoloi? What is the amount that she has to produce? So she has to produce thread. So Mishkol Chomesh Sloyim Shesi Bi Yehuda, Shem Eser Sloyim Bi Galil, or Mishkor Eser Sloyim Orev Bi Yehuda, Shem Esim Sloyim Bi Galil. So the threads of the shesi thread are a thinner thread, and the orif thread is a thicker thread. The shesi is the thread which is on the loom when you start. It's the foundation, like the Eben Shesia. And the orif is the thread which you then mix through it. You makes it through, which that's called Arim. It's called Taruv, is a mixture. So the reason why, if you'd have the Shasi thread be the same size as the Arim thread, you would always see the Shasi thread in your patterns. So you wouldn't, you know, the pattern wouldn't look like a pattern, because the Shasi thread is very hard to make a pattern just on the Shasi thread. It's just, you know, all of the patterns are made with the Arim thread, so the Arim thread is thicker. So she has to produce either a certain amount of Shasi thread per week or a certain amount of Arim thread per week. And therefore the weight of the earth thread, by definition, is going to be twice as much as the weight, or well, it's going to be more, the Mishnah says it's twice as much as the weight of the, we measure by weight, and the weight is, let's say in Yehuda, it would be 5 sloyim of Shesi thread, or 10 sloyim of Orif thread. It happens to be that the we're weighing it against the Sela. In Yehuda, the Sela was a larger Sela. So in the Galil, the Sela was smaller. So this amount of would be in the Galil, you would say the number would be twice as much. It's the same amount of weight. So 5 sloyim in Yehuda is the same weight as 10 sloyim in Galil.
Are they equal value? The Shesi and the Orif. I mean, maybe one's easier to make. One's heavier. We know that, but one might be easier to make, more valuable.
Actually, Shesi is harder to make. The thinner thread, the good thin thread is harder to make than a good thick thread.
And it weighs less.
And it weighs less. So, but we basically made it that she has to produce it. We're doing it not so much by weight, not so much by value, but by an amount that has to be produced. We're saying the amount will be basically the same amount. Either she has to make, let's say, we would say 100 feet or 1,000 feet of thread per week. She can choose whether she wants to do Shesi or Orev. Rashi says that the Shesi thread was harder to make, and therefore the weight wasn't exactly double. So we're giving her, if she's producing Shesi thread this week, she doesn't have to produce as much. That's why the weight is less. But Rashi says it's double. It's not exactly double because the weight is okay. Now Oisa Manika, if she was nursing, so Perksin law, we can't expect her during that period of time to be producing the same amount in her Maisiyadayim. And the Musim law, she needs more Mazonis at the same time. This is a minimum. This is the minimum amount that he has to provide for her. And the amounts we mentioned above are all minimums. The more mechubah the person is, you know, so the fellow is like the tremendously wealthy person. He's saying, oh, "I'm giving her. She gets her chav of, you know, 2 chav of chitin per week. That's not acceptable." Okay. Zogt Rashi. What? How much is it? Okay. So there's. So when we talk about Revius is Revius of a loop. So if we say Revius is 4 ounces, let's say for argument's sake, more or less, but let's call it a 4 ounces. So therefore, a lug is 16 ounces. So that's a pint, right? There's six lug and a kav. So it'll be six times that. 96 ounces, six pints, 3 quarts. That's the measure. She's not living with him during the week, so then would be he gives her whatever they eat together, whatever they're eating, but rather he's sending her during the week. She's taken care of by this individual, so he has to send her. Okay. So Hamashra is, Rashi says it's this word of this Hamichre Miyikolam Kira Matagamin and Sherusa. So Rashi's supposed to be helping us with know what the word Hamashra means. I know what the word Hamashra means. I'm not sure what this word Hamachra means. Okay. even if it's Shabbos, he can't give her. So the Mishnah does not say even if it's Shabbos, it doesn't say the time frame. The time frame is per week. Okay, so the verse is that Rabbi Yossi said only Rishmal gave his sarim. The pasuk sarim, a gemara mafarish. The more explains what exactly is Rabbi Yossi's argument. Gregor is a tainim yaveshim or dried out figs. Dvela is tainim drusus the eagle. They would press them into a cake. Mimkaras b'mishkal, they're sold by weights. Mapitz is rachvim and machselis. It's that mapitz is like a more like a very soft mat, as opposed to machselis, it's a harder one. Kippa. It's sif echad mishana l'shana. She has to get a new head covering per year. I guess that would be mild terms of being new shetel per year. Okay. Mimoyed l'moyed. Aminolim, because that's going on the shoes. Aminolim chadoshim l'chol shlushes regolim. She gets new shoes per year, each yomtiv. A new set of clothing per year, but new shoes every yomtiv. Chadashim is kashim lo b'mesachama. New ones are uncomfortable in the summer. The fishem chamim, they're warm. V'yafim lo b'mesachama, and that is appreciated in the winter. So el dos lo kenem chadashim shal chamishim zuz b'mesachama. He provides a new set of clothing in the winter, and as she wears them out in the summertime, they're already worn out a little bit. They're acceptable for the summer. Even though when he buys her a new set of clothing, he doesn't get back the old set. The more says, so what does she need the old set of clothing? So she wears the b'mei nidus. So she has a clothing to wear b'mei nidus, that she doesn't have to get her clothing dirty while she's a nida. Each week she gets a makesev, the dwarm battalion to buy small items. And if he doesn't give them a kesef, he doesn't get her ma'aseh yadayim. The community el, it means the moisture ma'aseh yadayim, above and beyond the regular amount that she produces. For him to get the right to get the extra amount, he has to give her more kesef per week. That's the night that they should be together conjugally. So they have the meal together, and then they're together. So he cannot, his chiyav oyna is to be with her at least once a week. Shasi is kosher l'tavoyso kiflaim kishel orev. Mishul sheYehuda is kiflaim kishel galil. So the weight in Yehuda was the double weight of that of Galil. So it's the same weight. When you say the five sela in Yehuda, it's the same thing saying 10 sela in Galil. And the shesi, Rashi says, was more difficult to make than the orev, because it's thinner. To get a good thin thread that shouldn't snap, it's harder than to get a thick thread which doesn't snap. So it's harder to make. So with the amount which we expect her to make when she's making that is less. It is also thinner. So Rashi does not seem. Rashi is it's actually double. Then we're measuring by weight, so that's going to be funny. If it's twice as hard to make, but we're saying that the amount that she makes is being thinner, she ends up making saying half of the weight, saying it's twice as hard to make, and saying but you have to make exactly the half of the weight, it means you end up making the same amount of thread. Right, so it's not exactly half, or not exactly double. Okay. Furthermore, Kasher, money must nisen. Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says that the amount that she needs is two kav chitim or two kav of chitim. So let's figure out the meals per week, and then figure out if this makes sense. So Lord Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, Lord Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so this, it would not fit with either of these two tanoim. Ditnan, when we're calculating the erubit chumen, so we make an erubit chumen. If you put food there, you have to put the food of two sudas per person. So if two people are making the erubit chumen, you need two sudas worth per person. I mentioned to you that the eitzah which people use when they want to make a ruvah for multiple people is, the Mishnah says, if you're making the liftin, you have to put them out the liftin that you would use per person for two meals. So you're putting ketchup, you know, a bottle of ketchup is enough for that each person will use how much ketchup, you know, 2 ounces of ketchup per meal. 4 ounces is much easier to put a container with 32 ounces for 8 people, as opposed to you're putting bread, you need enough bread per person for 2 meals. That's much a lot more. So they use pickle juice, a big jar of pickle juice. So pickle juice, the amount that a person uses to dip per meal is not a lot, an ounce. So 96 ounce jar covers a lot of people. Okay. We don't use salt, no.
Does it count
in terms of the lift? No. So, but if using bread, so what is the amount? So the Mishnah over here gives us difference in oil, say the amount. So the first one says it's the two suitors worth per person. Mazana l'chol below the shop. It's the remainder. The Mishnah is going to say they're being mechav. The Mishnah is going to say they're being mechav on the hokel. He says people on the weekdays eat less than on Shabbos. Shabbos you have more time. You're more expansive. You eat more. So even though we're talking about the suitors for Shabbos, you can calculate. Remeir says you can calculate what an average person would eat during the week. So he eats a smaller meal. Two meals worth during the week is sufficient. The Remainder. He says, no, you calculate based on Shabbos meals, not during weekday meals, because on Shabbos you have 3 meals. On weekdays you only have 2 meals. You know, so you only have 1 day meal during the week. You have 2 day meals during on Shabbos, so you might eat less per meal. The Mishnah says both Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda are looking at it in a way that they're being more makel. You need less food for the Eruv Tchumen. So both elements are true. Sometimes a person eats less on the week than Shabbos. Sometimes a person eats less on Shabbos because he's having more meals. So therefore, either one of those is the lesser amount is valid for the meal. Comes along, Rechon Baruch, and he gives me. So they don't give a set amount. Comes along, so it would be based somewhat subjective to what people around that area. That's what they eat normal meals. Rechon Baruch actually gives a set amount. He says, "Kikir halakuch bepundiyon, me'arba soy in the cellar." So when wheat sells for a sella, four saw for a sella. So if you then take that amount and you go and buy a loaf of bread from the chedvoni, from the baker, and you give him a pundiyon, which is, I think, 1/48 of a sella. Yeah. Rashi gives a calculation. So basically, you're going to, if you buy a kikar for a pundian, that's the size of the mozen for 2 meals. One meal will be half a kikar. Okay. We'll see later on. But the Rashi is going to give us the whole calculation of how much it is. That's what's known as pras. The reason it's called pras, it's achilas pras, is the amount of is you take the loaf and divide it in half. So that's called a pras. So that's called achilas pras. So the apundian is 1/48 of a sella. So, 4 saw, we calculate 1/48 of 4 saw, so that's is going to be 1/12 of 1 saw, right? So there are 6 kav in a saw. One second, I got it wrong. One second.
That's right.
So there's 4 lug in a kav, and there's 6 kav in a saw. Right? There's 4 lug in a kav. Right? So, So this is going to be one loaf is going to be a chatikav. And that's two meals worth. So if you take Cheshwin, this is what she's getting for a whole week. So on Shabbos, they're together. So let's say even just for 6 days of the week, she's going to need three kav. She's going to need, one second, she's going to need six. Chatzi kav is one. The kikar is one kikar is a chatzikav, and that's one day's worth. So she's going to need three kav for a week. And the Mishnah says you only give her two kav for the week. That's so it's not like a membraika. Okay, Rav Shimon Omer shtei yadas the kikar, mishalos kikars the kav. So if you take a kav and divide it into thirds, and then take two-thirds of one of those kikris, which would be two-ninths of a kav, is the mazon for shtei sudas. Fine. Then it says, whatever the size kikr we're referring to, whether it's Rebekah's size or Shimon's size, chetz of the beis hamenuga, a half of that loaf is the amount for beis hamenuga. So the loch is that when a person goes into a bias which has a neg on it, so if he walks in, he becomes tamei. His clothing do not become tamei unless he stays there the time it takes to eat a meal. So therefore, this loaf is. We say one half of that loaf, which means one meal's worth, the time it would take to eat that amount is the sheer of time that he would stay in the house, his clothing would become tummy. Okay, now then, so the loaf divided in half, and then take that and divide that in half, that's the amount of, a person eats eichlam, which are tumeyim, he becomes chomer masakin, and that the person becomes tamei if he eats a chatzi pras. Right, a half a loaf is pras. That's klei achilas pras. Is chesed nuga? That's klei achilas pras. That's the time it takes to eat a pras. And half of that is the amount to eat, not the time. And now we're talking about the amount which make him tamei. Chatzi chetzio the kabel tumas oichlu. And then a half. Of the half of the half, so you take a pras, you divide it into a quarter, that's the amount which is makabel tumas oichlu. So if that's what we know that the kabel tumas oichlu is a kebaya, so basically you're telling me this is four baya. So pras is four kebaya. A pras is, in other words, the loaf was going to be eight kebaya. And the half of that, what's referred to as pras, is four kebayim, and that's the shear of kedei achilas pras that creates the tuma in bais hamenuga. So, but one kebayim, that's the shear for tumas oichel, that the oichel becomes tamei. Mechlokes rishonim doesn't mean whether the oichel to accept tuma or that the oichel should have a tuma that can be matama something else. It's a kebayim. The share of kebaya for tumas oichlim is Rashi says it's makabel tuma less than a kebaya, just it can't be matam and other food less than a kebaya.
Right. Four
kebaya
to a pras, two pras
to a loaf. That'd be a share. Mazon shtei sudas is two. We're saying a pras is a meal. That's what we talk about by you. Pasul Bakistan, if you eat four kebaya, that's really considered a kebaya, because that's a meal's worth. General assumption that these are minimal meals. We're not being mechayev the full. So that's why that Magen Rambam says that. But the other poskim, don't accept it automatically, because this is a minimal meal which Chazal touched up for the purposes of Erevin. What?
They're trying to be
l'hakel. L'hakel, right. So it comes to the din of Passover Bekistin, to consider that he was kaveh a meal. Could be four kaveh is not enough. It's a suffix. Mishnah Berurah says you should avoid getting into that amount because then you're stuck with a suffix what to do. Okay. So, so Berurah says money. Iri Berchem and Beroika. So if it's a Berchem and Beroika, so Tamni Havian. So the amounts that of that of four two kav is going to produce for you is eight meals, and she needs 14 meals for the week, two per day, right? So she needs 14.
This amount he's sending includes Shabbat, or does he bring
Well, it says that Friday night, they eat together Friday night. So, but you know, so it's 13 meals, but this is only, this amount only produces eight meals. Two kav. Rav Shimon, Tamni Suri Havyan. Rav Shimon, the way Rav Shimon calculates it, so, well, it'll be eight, this is 18 meals worth. Okay, let's hold it here.